ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. This is going to be a very fun interview for me because I'm learning so much and I'm getting to meet Mr. Nick Peters. Nick is a Hastings native. He's actually a 1998 graduate of Hastings High School, and he's going to tell us about some great things that he's been doing, paying it forward. So first of all, great to chat with you, Nick. How have you been?
I'm really good. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Well, I'm really happy that you are here. So you don't live in Hastings anymore, is that correct?
I do not. I currently live in Belle Plaine, which is kind of the southwest metro, I guess you could call it, with my girlfriend and my two kids.
You know, I haven't been to Belle Plaine in a lot of years, but that did not really seem like it was part of the metro. Is it now? Is everything all built up?
Yeah, I mean, it all kind of just runs together. And once you get past Shakopee, there's a little bit of highway time, and then you get to Jordan and the big candy store that everybody knows about, and then a few more miles down the road is Belle Plaine. So it all kind of just runs together, and I guess,
I don't know,
it's probably not technically a metro, but I guess Scott County is part of the metro, so we're close enough, right?
Absolutely. No, I think Scott County is part of the metro. So, Nick, tell us a little bit about yourself. What have you been doing since 1998?
You know, I worked in the golf business for the better part of, 20 years after I graduated high school, and then left the golf business. It just kind of, it's one of those things that's really tiring. It's a lot of hours, and I needed to spend some time with more time with my girlfriend and my kids. You don't want to miss that time with them growing up. So I decided to get out of golf and went into retail, and I've been working for Target for the last little while here, running some of their food and beverage departments at the Shakopee store and doing my little photography hobby / business on the side while trying to still enjoy that time watching the kids grow up.
And it goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, it really, really does. So your background is interesting because you mentioned your photography business. That actually led to some of your paying it forward work that we're going to get to in a little bit. But first of all, tell us a little bit about what you specialize in with your photography.
So yeah, go back to how it all started. When our daughter was born 7 years ago, we just thought we'd go and, get a camera so we could have a camera to capture those moments of the little one growing up and, doing all the kid things. And that lasted for, maybe a couple months. And then I just started using it for everything but taking pictures of our daughter. That's kind of the running joke that we got the camera for that and then we never used it. So I started doing that, just kind of mainly taking a lot of, landscape stuff, sunrise, sunsets, whatever. And then I kind of quickly morphed into some friends and family asking if I could take pictures of their families, at different places, like everybody wants their family pictures done. And then it turned into some high school seniors wanting pictures done. And then eventually led to doing a wedding here and there. And it just kind of took on a life of its own. It went from the silly little hobby of just kind of driving around the back roads of Scott County down here randomly taking pictures of, whatever I came across to this little hobby / business of doing all this other stuff, like I said, besides taking pictures of my own family and my own kids.
And how long ago was that you bought that camera?
Well, it's I guess like almost 8 years now, shortly before my daughter was born. She just turned 7, so enough seven and a half years now.
Were you interested in photography before your daughter was born?
I really wasn't. I mean, obviously we all had, cell phones now that have really good cameras on that we could take pictures with before, but it was never really a thing that I really did. And then, I guess, just decided that once I had the camera that maybe this was kind of a fun little hobby, and then it of course, turned into obviously having more of an eye for it than I ever really known. So it's kind of funny how that all worked out, that I never really had an interest in it, and then got a camera, and here we are.
Is photography art, do you think?
I think it is, just because everybody kind of has their own perspective on what they like, right? I mean, something that I think is great and something that looks good in a photo could be something that somebody else really doesn't understand and get, I guess, or think that, you know, it's as cool as I think it is, or the next person could have something that I don't like, you know. And then also you can kind of take your photography and put your own little editing spin out of it, or make it, you know, look more, I don't know, artsy than some other people would, or just you kind of have your own take on whatever you want to do, really. And it's your own specialized little view on life.
And what do you think your style is?
You know, I think mine is just kind of, you know, natural and the nature. I just like kind of seeing things for what they are. I don't really like to get too crazy or too, you know, over the top with any of the editing or shooting that I do. I'm pretty straightforward, but I don't know, I just like to see things how they are and capture those moments in time that we may never see again.
It's pretty cool. So I know that some of your favorite places to go to have these pictures as a backdrop involve sunflowers. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, so my buddy Johnny Olson, who lives up in the Northwest Metro, decided to plant some sunflower fields just to have a place for some people to go to kind of spread happiness and spread cheer, and for a place for people to go and just kind of relax and take it all in and have that spot to kind of reflect on life and enjoy the beauty of the nature. And so he has 12 fields that are kind of planted all over, and it's just kind of taken on a life of its own, like he's told me, where he didn't think it was going to be as big of a deal as it's turned out to be. And now it's kind of a thing that's known kind of by everyone, that just, you know, fish sunflowers is what he calls it, is, and goes by Johnny Fish. So that's kind of how it turned out, that this whole thing started with him planting these fields, and now he's letting us all enjoy the fields and use them, you know, at no charge. He doesn't take donations from anybody. He just wants everybody to enjoy the happiness of it. So that's kind of where the whole pay it forward thing that we're going to discuss has come from, him planting these fields to just let us all enjoy it at our own leisure.
Does he have to plant sunflowers every year?
He does, yeah. He goes around and he specifically plants them kind of on a schedule, so that one field will be blooming and ready at one time for, you know, they last for about 10 days. So he plants them and then times them out so that one field will bloom, lasts for its 10 days. And then as that one's going away, the next one in line that he has scheduled is getting ready to bloom. It opens up. So there's never really a time that there's not a field going that people can go to and hang out and enjoy.
And how long has he been doing this?
I think he did a couple last year. I think he had three or four of them. And he just loved how it kind of went over and how everybody, you know, took it all in and enjoyed it. Then he decided to expand it a little bit more, and now he's got 12 of them that are ongoing. I think we're on field number 8 right now, so he's got 3 or 4 more left to go.
Is he a farmer?
He is not. He's actually a realtor up in the, like I said, the northwest side of town. I think he resides in Big Lake right now. So no, he's not a farmer at all. He just kind of took this up, and he's gone around and found some people that let him use his land to plant these fields, and they all kind of have their own little story. And he dedicates the fields to, you know, kind of what that family or what that person has gone through in life, or, you know, what they do for a job or a career, to kind of just, again, pay it forward to those people and dedicate these fields to the things that these folks have gone through that are allowing him to use their land to spread the sunshine.
So you are using his land or his sunflowers then as a backdrop to a lot of your photography. And tell about how you wanted to then pay it forward.
Yeah, so the thing with Johnny is he's the most humble guy I think that I've ever met in my life, and just wants, like I said, wants these fields to be enjoyed for what they are, and doesn't want anybody to donate any money to him, don't want him to help, you know, with any part of the financial side of it. He just wants to do it for people to enjoy. And so it has allowed many photographers like myself, and families for that matter, to come up and just enjoy these fields. And while I have these families and high school seniors and stuff that are paying me to take their photos, sure, I'm making money to run my business and making money to do that. And I figured if I'm going to be doing that and he's letting us, you know, use this field for nothing, wants nothing for it, I have to find a way to pay it forward with those funds that I've made by not only shooting these portrait sessions, but also selling prints of the sunrises and sunsets that I've taken at these sunflower fields. So that's where the whole project has come from.
So what is your project, please, Nick?
Yeah, so I have Wednesdays off from my corporate job at Target. So I decided that on Wednesday mornings, my kids and my girlfriend and I, we're going to go around to police departments, fire departments, sheriff's offices here in the Southwest Metro and just drop off some donuts for breakfast or, you know, snacks or something of that kind. Just stop in and tell them guys thank you and show them that we have a great appreciation for what they're doing for, you know, protecting and serving our communities. And just, you know, to support them and tell them thank you for what they do for us every day.
And where did this idea come from, please?
It was just one of those things where I had to have a reason, or, you know, I had a reason to pay it forward, wanted to do something like this and thought what better, you know, way to do. I have a couple of close friends that are officers. I have a family friend that's an officer. My uncle is a retired volunteer firefighter from Hastings. So it just kind of all went together to this is the kind of people that I want to show the appreciation for and show the support for. And so we decided to go with it, and here we are.
So how has it been going? What have you done so far, please?
It's been really good. We've gone to the Shakopee Police Department, the police department here in Belle Plaine, the Scotts County Sheriff Department a couple weeks ago. I'm hoping either tomorrow or this weekend to be in Hastings to drop off some stuff for the officers in Hastings just to kind of go back home and, you know, show them some support and love, too.
And do you have to call ahead? How does it work?
Yeah, I've just been reaching out to them, you know, a week or so ahead of time, just to make sure that, one, it's okay kind of with everything that's going on in the world right now with COVID and all that, just to make sure that it's okay and to make sure that they are accepting things like that to happen and just kind of setting it up to make them aware that we'd be bringing it so that they're prepared for us to show up.
And what's been the response, please?
It's been really good. They've really enjoyed it. And they've been really, you know, thankful for us taking time out of our morning just to come out and spend a few minutes with them, you know, talking to them about things that are going on. And just, you know, it's just a good time for them to kind of realize that, yeah, there's a lot of things that kind of go on in the world that may kind of, you know, put them in a bad light. But they also want everybody to know that there's a lot of good ones out there that need the support, too. And they're appreciative that we take the time out to come and say thank you to them.
And Nick, how about your family? What has been the response from them?
They really enjoy it. It's become one of those things now that we've done it 3 or 4 times that my daughter, especially, is 7. My son is 3, so he kind of really doesn't get what's going on besides the fact that he gets to go see police cars and fire trucks every week. But my daughter thinks it's really cool, and she asks, you know, every week where we're going for the next one. So it's been great to have them involved with it, too, and have them have so much enjoyment come from it.
What does your friend Johnny say about this?
You know, it's funny. I talk to him, you know, almost every day about just kind of things in life. And he loves that I'm going out and doing this and that us photographers are having such a great time doing it. But he's really one of those guys that doesn't want a lot of credit for anything. So he just tells us to keep doing what we're doing. And he doesn't really, I mean, he obviously loves it. And he supports what we're doing. And he's obviously the one that gives us all the opportunity to do these kind of things. But it's great to know such a guy that's so humble and doesn't want they take credit for doing these types of things and just kind of wants it to be done and wants it to happen and wants everybody to enjoy it.
Does your mission have a name?
You know, it really doesn't. I just kind of, you know, I take pictures every time we stop somewhere with the kids, with the officers, and myself with the officers holding the donuts or whatever. I've just kind of called it, you know, pay it forward to the heroes, stop number one or number two, whatever, as I've shared the photos with us. So I guess pay it forward to the heroes, I guess we could go with.
I like that. So tell me, let's get back to sunflowers. What is so special about a sunflower? Because they just make me smile. I don't know what it is. What do you see when you look through the lens of a camera?
You know, I think it's just the, it's going to sound weird to say, but every one of them kind of has their own unique shape and their own unique look. I know it's one of those things where somebody that's not maybe an artist or a photographer, something that doesn't notice those little things like that. But just to see a field that goes on and on and on for a long ways with all these different little shapes and heights and little bits of different shades of color and the way the sunshine just hits. I don't know. It's just one of those things where they're just all there and there's hundreds of them, and it just kind of puts you in your own little sense of calm and your own little sense of happiness while you're there.
And did you like sunflowers so much before this project?
You know, I've gone to a couple random fields in the past that really weren't as well visited, I guess you could say, as the ones are now. So I never really realized how much joy and happiness they brought to people. But these fields have been so busy, and there's been so many people at them, that to just hear the laughs and the happiness and the smiles from not just the kids, but the adults as well, who are enjoying the time there with their families. It's just been amazing to hear all the happiness and smiles again with all the stuff and all the crazy that's going on in the world right now, where people are kind of cooped up and not being able to do the normal things in life. It's nice to go out and do one of those things where you kind of hear a little bit of normal with people laughing and running around and just having a good time.
So where do you get the donuts that you deliver?
Typically, I'll get them from, there's a little local bakery here in Belle Plaine that I've been grabbing them at, just because I've been going to places here locally. But once I start getting out a little further away from home, I'll probably set something up with picking them up at a place in the town that I'm going to go visit, or, you know, somewhere relatively close so I can pick one up. So I'm sure I'll be reaching out to Emily's there in Hastings to pick some up when I come and see the guys in Hastings.
You know, I bet when you do approach people and say this is what you'd like to do, unfortunately, I bet people are surprised.
I think they kind of are, and I guess, I don't know, I haven't really noticed a lot of surprise, I guess, but I guess they've been really supportive, and they've been really happy that when they've heard the story of what I'm doing it for and why I'm picking up so many donuts, and I tell them the story, they're really happy, and it really makes them smile to know that it's, you know, it's going to something like that, and that their place has been picked to provide that for those people.
And they're not offended because of the donut stereotype?
No, I think they kind of embrace it, and they kind of understand the humor that's meant behind it, so they get a good kick out of it mostly.
And then what about sunflowers? You should bring some sunflowers to give them as well.
I should. I wanted to do that, and I know that it's one of those things where it's really cool to have them, but I guess I look at it this way, that if each one of us that went up there and took one of them home for us, so there might not be many left for anybody
true.
Else to see once everybody's gone, you know?
Yeah, I didn't realize they only bloomed for 2 weeks. That's pretty short.
Yeah, I mean, by the time they open up, and then by the time they, you know, the 10th or 11th day rolls around, they're kind of starting to droop and fall over and be ready to cut down.
And is it true they turn towards the sun?
It's really funny you ask that, because I thought the same thing all along, right? And they're always facing the sun when the sun rises in the morning, and then they stay that direction all day long. So once you get to sunset, the backs are facing the sun. So that's what's been great for the photos and the photography that we've done there, is that you can always have your people stand in front of the sunflowers and the sun is at your back, making the, you know, the sky really great. But yeah, it's a common misconception, I think, that they follow the sun. They pretty much are there when the sun comes up, facing the sun, and then they stay there all day. I was really surprised when I heard that story.
Do they close?
I guess I'm not sure. They've always been open. I've gone up there in the dark in the morning to be there for sunrise, and they've never been closed. But I guess I've never been there long enough past dark or early enough in the morning to see if they really do open and close. I'm not real sure.
Nick, I got to tell you, this is really a cool thing that you're doing, and we're so grateful that you took the time to chat with us about it. Our guest today, Hastings native Nick Peters. He is a 1998 graduate of Hastings High School, and he is paying it forward with his mission called Pay It Forward to Heroes.
Pay it forward to the heroes. We'll go with that.
We love it. Did we just name your mission right here at KDWA?
I think we did. I appreciate it. That's awesome.
Nick, you're awesome, and we're grateful that you chatted with us today. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world.